This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Wishing for a Blessing versus Being Envious. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed all of us with strengths and qualities. Different people possess different qualities. If you look around yourself, you would see that somebody has one strength and another person has another strength. And similarly, you carry a different strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, "And do not covet that by which Allah has made some of you excel others. Men shall have the benefit of what they earn, and women shall have the benefit of what they earn. And ask Allah of His grace. Surely Allah knows all things." Explaining this verse, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam says, "It means that nobody should wish that some favor and luxury bestowed on a certain person were given to him. But one can ask God to be endowed with the like of it." Right? So this whole idea that this quality or this merit be taken away from that other person, this is condemned in Islam. But at the same time, Allah has given you the opportunity to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a similar trait. There is a fine line between wishing for a blessing and wishing to snatch someone else's blessing for yourself. In fact, an envious person's wish never comes true because it is in the hands of Allah to grant and take away blessings from His beings, from His servants. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of wishing for a blessing versus being envious. And we said wishing for a blessing is, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. It's totally fine. You wish and pray to Allah to, you know, receive a blessing. But being envious, where you wish for other person to lose that blessing, is condemned in Islam. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The disaster of faith is envy, conceit, and pride." So again, three things are mentioned here. The first one in the list is envy. The second is conceit, and the third is pride. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also said, "Envy negates faith as quickly as the fire negates the dry grass." Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, said, "Believers are emulous, but not envious, and hypocrites are envious, but not emulous." He also said, "Avoid the punishment of Allah and do not envy each other." So he is basically informing us that there is severe punishment if you go down the route of being envious towards others. Imam Musa al-Qazim alayhi salam, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, says, "The best thing for bringing man near to Allah, besides knowing Him, is praying, doing good to parents, and quitting envy, conceit, and pride." So it's very clear the direction that Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam wish for us to take. They have given us very clear guidelines that envy is one of the vices that the believer at no cost would have.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.